WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. More tree stands go up in Southwest Virginia protesting the Mountain Valley Pipeline. The man who punched Jason Kessler last year gets punished. He'll have to pay a $1 fine. And a hospital in Augusta County finds that locally grown food can be the best medicine. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, September 6th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Two more protesters have taken to trees to block work on the Mountain Valley Pipeline in southwestern Virginia. The Roanoke Times reports two tree stands were erected early Wednesday near Elliston in Montgomery County. That's a rural area between Christiansburg and Roanoke. One of the stands is a wooden platform about 50 feet off the ground, partly covered with plastic tarps. The protesters are the latest in a series to scale trees along the route of the natural gas pipeline, which begins in West Virginia and runs through Southwest Virginia. Some of the tree sitters have faced charges or fines. A man convicted of assaulting Jason Kessler during a news conference has been fined $1. Prosecutors said that Jeffrey Winder could be seen on video punching Kessler, the organizer of last summer's violent white supremacist rally. Kessler was mobbed after he attempted to hold a news conference on the day after violence erupted in Charlottesville last August. The Daily Progress reports that Winder was found guilty of misdemeanor assault and battery for a second time during an appeal trial. The jury could have sentenced Winder to up to 12 months of jail time and $2,500 in fines. They decided to give him a $1 fine with no jail time. Amidst findings of fraud, a judge in Richmond is ordering the independent candidate in a competitive congressional race off the ballot this November. Sean Brown, a former Democrat running as an independent in the 2nd District, says she will appeal the ruling. But as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, there is still an ongoing criminal investigation examining whether Republican Congressman Scott Taylor was involved.
Reporters and constituents eager to hear directly from Taylor were disappointed Wednesday. He was exempted from testifying because Congress is in session. His staff helped gather signatures to get Brown on the ballot. The judge ruled there were multiple instances of forgery and fraud among those signatures. When asked whether they had been involved or whether that effort was directed by the congressman, 6 of his staff members opted to plead the 5th rather than answer. Here's Democratic Party lawyer Jeffrey Bright speaking after the ruling.
When 6 people say, "I refuse to take the witness stand," it says a lot about whether or not there was a fraud committed.
Democrats accused the Taylor campaign of wanting Brown on the ballot in order to split the Democratic vote.
Taylor put her on there for one reason: to steal votes from the Democratic candidate, Elaine Loria.
A special prosecutor is still investigating and could possibly bring criminal charges. The 2nd District race is being watched closely. Democrats consider it a seat they could flip in their effort to take back the majority in the House this fall. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Well, it's back to school time in Virginia. Students are headed back to classrooms across the Commonwealth, but those schools are not being funded all at the same levels. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has this look at the funding gap.
The rich are getting a richer education, and the poor are falling behind. That's according to a new report from the National Center for Education Statistics that shows Virginia is one of 6 states where the wealthiest school divisions receive more funding per student than the poorest school divisions.
Part of the problem in Virginia is that we're overly reliant on local dollars to support public education.
That's Chris Duncombe at the Commonwealth Institute.
The state has shifted a lot of responsibility on funding public education to local governments, and not all local governments have the same property tax base to raise revenues and invest in education.
High poverty school divisions in Virginia get 8.3% less funding than schools in the wealthiest part of the state. Jim Livingston, the Virginia Education Association, says it's time to fix the funding gap.
The state must do more. It must step up and it must support every child in every school division, regardless of local ability, to contribute.
Advocates for increased state funding to Virginia schools say now is the time to take action because the Trump tax cuts are about to provide the state budget with windfall profits. They say that some of that money could be invested in the classroom so that schools could at least return to pre-recession levels of funding. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, hospital food gets a bad rap, but Augusta Health in Fishersville is trying to change that. The hospital has harvested roughly 10,000 pounds of fresh produce so far this year from an on-site farm. It's part of an initiative to improve the quality of food inside the hospital and raise awareness that good nutrition is the best medicine. WMRA's Jesse Nadler reports.
It's a super hot day, and farmer Pat Banks walks me around a one-acre farm sandwiched between Augusta Health, a lumber yard, and a recycling center in Fishersville. It's not the most bucolic setting, but it is very productive.
We got this was our onions to our right. This is what we're kind of harvesting out right now. This is winter squash, melons. We grow the whole gamut pretty much.
Banks is the farm manager at Augusta Health. The hospital partnered with the Allegheny Mountain Institute, or AMI, to make the farm happen. Sue Earhart is AMI's executive director.
And our mission is really simple. It's to create healthy communities through food and education.
The AMI farm at Augusta has already yielded 10,000 pounds of produce, 2,000 pounds more than projected.
What's from the farm today?
The AMI farm supplies the hospital with produce for its cafeteria and patient meals.
Food is medicine.
Doug Pugh is director of Augusta Health's Nutritional Services. We met at the hospital's cafeteria at lunchtime.
This is really the trend. Augusta Health is at the tip of the spear. We are very proud to be one of the few hospitals in Virginia that's currently doing this.
In fact, Augusta Health is one of the few hospitals in the country with its own on-site farm. Pugh says he would love to get to the point where all produce they serve is grown on-site. They're already in the process of tripling the size of the farm from 1 acre to 3. And how is AMI farm produce? I go through the buffet line to find out. Today's farm selection, sautéed zucchini with cherry tomatoes.
Hi there. Can I get some of that delicious looking squash? I'll have some of that sirloin.
I also load up on a bunch of chopped heirloom looking tomatoes from the salad bar.
Yum. That's great. Thank you.
Travis Foster is chef manager in nutrition services at Augusta.
They sent us a whole lot of greens.
Foster is the one tasked with figuring out what to do with the thousands of pounds of produce coming in from the farm. It's a problem familiar to any cook during the harvest.
So it's been a challenge and also fun figuring out ways to cook and get people to eat that much greens. You know, do some research, play around, mess up a couple recipes, eat a bunch of kale.
The vegetables are also funneled into the hospital's new food pharmacy program. It's a physician referral program for patients with type 2 diabetes, whose blood glucose is out of the normal range and not being managed. It's 16 weeks long and includes nutrition education, cooking classes, and recipes using the vegetables. Krista Moyers helped coordinate the project, currently in its 9th week.
And already we're able to see a drop in people's weight and waist circumference.
Food pharmacies are popping up all over the country, including in Charlottesville and the New River Valley. It's part of a move toward more prevention-oriented medicine. And to help make these healthy changes stick, participants in the food pharmacy program receive vouchers for free vegetables from the farm stand right on Augusta's campus. The farm stand is open every Tuesday afternoon and is open to the public. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Thursday.